This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. In about 10 minutes here, friends, I'm going to pull up Drew Nolan. He's a law enforcement agent in Ohio, and he had sent me some information over this morning that I thought it would be, well, pretty important for you to hear. And so I'm going to let him tell you that in about 10 minutes here. Drew Nolan, law enforcement out of Ohio, the state of Ohio. I know we have people online right now from 53 different countries as well. Thank you for tuning in. Now, listen, what we're going to be talking about here, friends, I didn't want to forget about you over there. That's what I was trying to highlight. Governor steps all over himself for not wearing his mask and for social gathering. I'm going to play the audio, friends. I mean, you want to talk about disingenuous? Oh, my goodness. And this is all over a narrative that they cannot even prove. Just think about that. Anybody paying attention to the fact that these federal judges, these state judges throughout the United States of America are beginning to call out the governors for their acts of tyranny concerning their unconstitutional edicts and that of COVID-19? Anybody paying attention? What happens shortly thereafter when these federal judges come out and expose these governors for tyranny? What happens? Shortly thereafter, they retaliate. Retaliation, right? That's the thing that these people do. People need to understand that there's an alliance going on. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. And folks, for all of you that still have not figured out that there's actually a word called conspiracy, and conspiracies are very biblical. We're not talking about theory here, because nobody can denounce theory any longer in this country, let me tell you. But when you look at Jeremiah 11, 9, we can see a conspiracy taking place. And they move together, they're zeroing in on the people's rights, and they're trying to distract people from what really matters right now. And I want to tell you something, friends, what really bothers me to no end is the American people and how they sit down and tolerate the crimes of these said governors. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason that I love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. Love tells the truth. Hate doesn't do that. Love tells you that. I don't like people being lied to. I don't like you being lied to, friends. But this is what's happening throughout the United States of America and in and on a major platform. And again, what we're seeing is we're seeing governors come in together, okay, in an alliance, conspiratorial. And what are they doing? They're creating statistics that don't exist. They're trying to embellish this pandemic for what it's not. To do what? To zero in on your government. God-given rights. Now, during the break, did you not listen? Right before the show, did you not listen to what they were saying to the propagandists and the useful idiots that the FDA is going to call for an emergency session because they're going to push it through? Now, no longer does the vaccination, right? They can't prove the virus. That's more important than talking about the vaccination. They can't even prove the narrative concerning the virus, but they're already pushing the American people to the vaccination that no one's looking for. But notice they said that they're calling up an emergency session, okay, because they want to get it passed through right away. And they also told you that it has a 95% approval rating. That's interesting. That's really interesting, because what was it just yesterday, 90%? Now it's 95%. Folks, there's nothing true that these people tell us. If they do tell us the truth, it's because they blurted the truth out in their confusion. I want you to listen to someone that went through a revolution. His name is William Pitt. I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. It's important that you catch wind of what he's saying here, friends, okay? He said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. Necessity. We have to hurry this up. We have to make this happen. And we have to do it now. Isn't that interesting? Boy, I wish that was the case when it came to draining the swamp 5 years later. We still haven't seen a one of them prosecuted, right? But I'll tell you what, when they want to push something through, it happens just like that. Do you understand, friends? They're not working for me and you. They're working for special interest groups. They're attempting to enslave us further, friends, through their unconstitutional edicts. The way to break those chains is to become knowledgeable, to understand as to what's going on here. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Now, I'm not saying this, friends. I'm not teeing this up because I don't have anything to back it up with. But I want to show you, again, now in the state of Iowa, another governor has come out and began to implement that which is unconstitutional once again. Here, let me just play this for you. This is actually Governor Reynolds in the state of Iowa. Listen to this piece.
No one wants to do this. I don't want to do this.
But she did. Striking a somber tone Monday night as she addressed the state, Governor Reynolds announced a statewide indoor mask mandate, something she'd been loath to do since the pandemic began, previously calling mandates unenforceable. But as hospitals fill up and COVID-19 hits
Not
record
true.
Numbers in Iowa, the governor indicated we've reached critical mass.
Starting tomorrow, when you're in an indoor public space and unable to social distance for 15 minutes or longer, masks are required to be worn.
But there are plenty of exceptions.
Brand new.
People with medical conditions, people eating or drinking at restaurant or bar tables, or participating in a religious service,
oh.
Just some of the people who won't have to mask up.
Thanks.
Governor Reynolds' spokesperson also confirmed it doesn't apply in the classroom.
Appreciate that.
Iowans are also exempt if they're working alone or where social distancing can be maintained.
If Iowans don't buy into this, we lose.
Uh-huh.
Businesses will
fear.
Close once again.
Fear, fear, fear.
More schools will be forced to go online.
Fear, fear, fear.
And our healthcare system will fail.
Fear, fear, fear.
The governor's proclamation also prohibits indoor gatherings of more than 15 people, including wedding and funeral receptions and family gatherings, unless everyone's in the same household. Outdoor gatherings of more than 30 people are prohibited, with some exceptions. As she closed her remarks, Governor Reynolds told Iowans stopping the spread is ultimately up to them, not her. Not the government.
So now is the time to come together for the greater good.
Yep, for the greater
to look
good,
out
friends.
For each other.
They're globalists.
Not because you're told to, but because it's the right thing to do.
No, it's not the right thing.
KCCIA.
Oh, she's praising, this governor's praising you for doing the wrong thing. She's calling it the right thing. She's saying it's time that we come together, okay? She's saying that we do the right thing as she's implementing that which is unlawful. She's breaking the law, expecting the people to be compliant with their unconstitutional edicts, right? Through forced compliance. And notice the wordplay that they're playing here, friends. Masks are required. It's not law. Again, as I said the other day, it may look like law, may have the color of law, may smell like law. But guess what, friends? They're unenforceable mandates because there's no law to enforce against those people that are not compliant. Yesterday, Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen said there's a 90% compliance rate. You know what the problem is, America? The 10% that are not complying with tyranny in government today. That's their problem. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to book us, now's the time to do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we are doing. Okay, we're here to show you what we have done, not to show you what we haven't done, friends. That's unbiblical. Okay, check that out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies to the CIA-controlled media, because that's who's controlling it, friends, just for the record. This is happening on a global basis. Also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube on the top of the page. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call us at any given time, please keep your eyes on the road. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because that's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. So this is what happened. I got a text this morning. I have a friend. His name is Drew. He's online with us right now. He's in law enforcement out in the state of Ohio. He sends me this morning. Department of Health will be issuing, listen carefully, does this sound like American government? Okay. Department of Health will be issuing a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. statewide curfew beginning on Thursday, November 19th. The curfew will be in effect for 21 days. Yeah, isn't this how this was all supposed to play out? Just wear your mask for 2 weeks. Now, what, 6 months later? Folks, it's just like when they create wars, right? We'll be out in 6 months, unconstitutional wars, and we're still there, right, 20 years later. This is the government that you tolerate, America. But Drew sent this to me, and it goes on. It says the curfew will not apply to those going or to or from work, those who have an emergency, or those who need medical care. The curfew is not intended to stop anyone from getting groceries or going to a pharmacy, picking up carry out or a drive-through meal, and ordering for delivery. Listen to what he said, this governor in the state of Ohio. It will be permitted, but serving food and drink in person must cease at 10 p.m. Oh, does the virus go away like at 10 p.m., friends? Between 10 and 5, is it gone now, or what's the deal? Do you see how stupid, they take you to be? They're acting like they're the nanny state. They're acting like they're the big brother. They're not my big brother. They work for me. I don't work for them. Where did this guy get his delegated authority from, Drew? Thank you for joining us, by the way. Drew Nolan, online with me right now, enforcement, law enforcement in Ohio. You sent this to me this morning. Where is this guy getting his delegated authority to implement that which is unconstitutional, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, thanks for having me on. I think most of the thing is just that the people are complying. That's where no authority comes from anybody in a position of power except for that that's given. And the people are just complying in mass. We've seen a ton of people calling in and complaining about their neighbors. I mean, they've turned from standing against this to complying blindly and following blindly these orders.
Okay, wait. So what you're telling me now is you're telling me, so when this came out, the governor in the state of Ohio has now got his snitches that the mayors and governors were looking for throughout the United States of America. Does this sound a little bit like Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, friends, and in his regime back in the 30s? Because that's exactly what you're seeing being played out here, friends. So he's got snitches turning neighbors in for what? Noncompliance to wearing masks, for breaking their curfew, or all above. I mean, what is it, Drew? What exactly is taking place?
Well, so far it's just been the masks. So far it's been the masks. Obviously, the curfew hasn't taken effect yet. But we've gotten, I think, across the state, there's been a lot of calls into the Department of Health for people complaining about others not wearing masks. In our area, we live in a very rich area, and a very an area that comes and gets visited by a lot of tourists. Okay. And tourists from around the state have called in numerous times and complained that a lot of the locals aren't wearing masks. Actually, I sent you one of the hit pieces that one of the news agencies in northern Ohio put out about our county a little while ago as well.
Okay.
Stating the same things.
Okay, and so obviously there's, and I know this to be true, Drew. I know it to be true, listeners. I know that the majority of the people, even wearing the masks, are angry about wearing the mask. The question I would have for those that are in compliance, why? Number one, their narrative hasn't been proven. It can't be proven. They've already got you jumping over the top of the narrative all the way over to the vaccination. Now they're talking about an emergency session, the FDA is, to make sure you get your vaccinations by the president, who calls it Operation Warp Speed, where he said he was going to use his million-man army to make sure that you get them ASAP. I'm just kind of curious, friends. If you want to know how it worked in the 30s, go ahead and open your eyes, because that's exactly how this rolled out in the face of tyranny under the likes of Adolf Hitler. Well, Bradley, that's just too extreme. Is it? Because this is exactly the very method that the Third Reich used to strip the people in Germany from any power or authority, considering in reference to law, to stand against Adolf Hitler. They said it was for their safety. It was for their safety, friends. Isn't that the same pill in the jam that the American government's selling you today? And it should come as no surprise that it is happening due to the fact that there's something called Operation Paperclip, where they used many of these people from Adolf Hitler's Third Reich to come over into America, give them a different identification, and give them jobs in government. Now, folks, the bottom line is we better wake up as to what's taking place here, because it's not a game. It's not a game. Now, Drew, we've been talking for some time now since this whole plandemic has come out. Obviously, there's a lot of people, this grassroots level, that are not going along to get along. And I can prove that because when we look over into Australia, we look over into Israel, when we look over into the UK, into Germany and France. Oh, by the way, I had a friend this morning tell me, Drew, it's interesting to note that those governments that have taken absolute reign over the people of the countries that I just named, they're disarmed nations. America is not disarmed. Those are disarmed nations, but they are rising up in defiance to tyranny concerning the pandemic and COVID-19 in the hundreds of thousands. And I'm talking about just Germany alone, independently. I'm talking about just France acting independently. In these countries, they're beginning mass protests concerning government. And here in America, everybody's head's still spinning trying to figure out what's going on. How many times do you need to be lied to by this government, America, before you figure out that they are liars? How many jokes do you need to share with your friends concerning the politicians when, in fact, the politicians are the ones telling jokes about you? That's how desensitized the American people have become. But going back to you, my friend, we've been talking about this for 6 months. What has been the digression in the state of Ohio?
Well, I used to wonder back in elementary school, middle school, when I was learning about Hitler and the Third Reich and everything. I used to wonder how he could mesmerize people to get them to turn on their neighbors. You know, one day they're having cookouts, the next day they're calling the secret police and everything on them. Through the Soviet Union and Germany. Yep. And all these regimes, right? So I used to wonder how that would happen. And my wife and I were watching a movie that took place during World War II. And in it, this woman is out past curfew. One of her neighbors starts calling for the Nazis to come get her. And I had to pause the movie, and we just talked about what we're seeing in Ohio. And we're seeing that same thing take place. So initially, during, you know, it was right around Easter time. It was the first lockdowns. They locked down all the bars and the restaurants and everything. It was usually after 10 o'clock, which made no sense, I guess, now the thinking is that 10 to 5 is the virus nap time or something. They locked down the schools. Students missed graduation and sports and things like that. They locked down barbershops, of all things. And there was a lot of memes going around Ohio about, you know, lockdown haircut, quarantine haircut.
Yeah.
And then they reopened it for a little while. And they allowed us to take part in a little bit of the summertime activities. And then, of course, you know, we got to go through Halloween and everything. But I find it funny that as we're coming back to Thanksgiving, right, time for family, and Christmas and everything that surrounds Christmas, Christ, and
yep.
Everything that we celebrate around Christmas, we're going right back into the lockdown.
That's right.
So
that's
about a week ago, DeWine came out and said that he was going to enact another statewide mask mandate. And, of course, like you said, there's no law. There's no law. It's just a mandate. No law has been passed by our legislative body. It's strictly through.
Got about 10 seconds.
Governor.
Yep.
And anybody that's gone against him, like Nino Vitale, has been smeared.
That's right. Yeah, because he's exposing the narrative for what it really is. Well, I was talking to my friend Drew Nolan. Thank you for your time, brother. I totally appreciate it. And for the record, thank you. And for the record, Drew is in law enforcement, so he gets to see firsthand as to what's dropping down from that of the governorship in that state of Ohio. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States hit Iran with new sanctions on Wednesday. The Treasury and Secretary of State departments announcing they had targeted the leader of Iran's charity and numerous of its affiliates for human rights violations. House Democrats continuing to get their ducks in a row for the new congressional session beginning next year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are unified despite gains by Republicans in the recent national elections.
All of it connected to the hopes and aspirations of America's working families.
President Trump's campaign is paying for two recounts in two Wisconsin counties. It will cost $3 million for recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties. Currently, Joe Biden leads the president by just over 20,000 votes in the Badger state. It would have cost over $7 million for an entire state recount. This is USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, claims the United States is in desperate straits and needs another aggressive coronavirus stimulus package.
The country requires a substantial injection of aid, meaning relief to our schools, small businesses, the unemployed, state and local governments, our health care system, among other things.
Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor, says he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have invited their Republican counterparts to sit down and hash out a compromise. A good portion of Americans plan to attend a large holiday gathering despite surging coronavirus infections and pleas from health officials to nix the typical social traditions this year. The survey conducted by Ohio State University found that almost 2 in 5 Americans, or nearly 40%, reported they will likely attend a gathering with 10 or more, while a third will not ask their guests to wear masks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Amen. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The unenforceable mandates. Folks, the unenforceable mandates. Who's going to put a stop to this? If not you, America. These are your employees acting outside of their scope of authority. This is beyond overreaching. This is assailing the American people. You know, it's interesting, folks. Like I said before, and I'll say it again, if I was talking about this fictitious battle between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, you know, pro wrestling at its very worst, you know, the clowns in the circus of politics, it'd be amazing, friends, just to see the response that I would get from that. But because I'm talking about how they're under attack by the same people that are putting up this match between the two of them, they haven't figured the game out, that they're on the board, right? They're being shuffled around by the powers that are tolerated. But because it has everything to do with their rights and how their rights are under attack, see, because if they actually have the truth of the matter, they know that they themselves have to stand up and respond to it. In other words, no one else is going to take responsibility on their behest. They're going to have to take responsibility on their own and actually fight off the tyrants. They don't want anything to do with that. And this is exactly what corrupt politicians bank on. This is what they bank on. The American people aren't going to do it. They're too afraid. You know, the Bible says that the wicked flee when none pursueth. Proverbs 28, and here we are. The Bible says that the righteous are bold as lions, yet these are the people that call themselves righteous. How does that work? They have so deceived themselves, friends, into believing that they're the righteous. It's scary. It really is. Governor steps all over himself for not wearing his mask. Listen carefully. Governor steps all over himself for not wearing his mask and for social gathering. Guess what state I'm talking about right now, friends? California. Mr. California, Gavin Newsom, right? The useful idiot in the hands of the communists, right? Hey, folks, it doesn't matter if you're a communist, if you act arbitrarily, you're a despot, you act in a totalitarian or authoritarian manner. Hey, folks, the apple doesn't fall too far from the devil's tree, so call yourself whatever you want. When you violate God's moral law, we understand who you are. And that's exactly who I'm highlighting even now. Okay, but I'm enforcing the law. I'm telling you the law. They don't have the authority to do what they're doing. Americans, you have to put a stop to this. Because what you see happening right now is the very things that I've said to you 1,000 times over. They'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And it's exactly what they're doing. And you know what else is interesting is they have everybody asking the wrong questions. Therefore, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. That's how they've gotten the American people talking about vaccinations, if in case they have. It's been said that in politics, a lie unanswered becomes truth within 24 hours. Let me say this on the contrast, in the contrast. It was William Cullen Bryant that said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It will, it always has, and it always will. But this statement is true. In politics, a lie unanswered becomes truth within 24 hours. Right. I mean, we're seeing governors, we're seeing state reps, we're seeing signers, you know, speaking to deaf people on the backside of a governor. You see this all the time where they're signing to the people as to what the governor's saying. We're seeing them come out and step in it, friends. And I'm talking about stepping into their own lies in the face of the people through hot mics. You know, I have to put on the illusion of the social distancing, like the interpreter in Michigan. Michigan was found to say on a hot mic. Or what about the representative from Pennsylvania who came out along with the governor and said that this is political theater to, again, that of Nancy Pelosi getting busted in the salon without her mask on. Oh, the list goes on. You get the point. The list goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. I need not highlight the lies of politicians that you tolerate. See what happens when you fail to keep God's commandments, America? You see what happens when you fail to bring forth His judgments, which guard our liberties? Take a look around. That's why we're in trouble. We have left off God. We've taken off this. We've taken on the state. Why? Because of the hirelings in the pulpit that have taught, well, you're supposed to submit to the authorities regardless of who they are. You are incorrect, hireling, John 10:12. You are incorrect, those that submit to tyranny, because you can't find it in Scripture. Read Romans 12:21. Read Daniel 3. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as to how that works out. In politics, a lie unanswered becomes truth within 24 hours. Here we go again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, a year later, and again, and again, and again, and again, and a year later, and again, and again, and again, and 10 years later, and again, and again. I mean, do you know how stupid the people in this country look to the world? 11% approval rating in Congress, and the American people are taking heed to them about a virus they can't prove. Oh my goodness, I'm embarrassed for you, man. It's amazing to me that people on a global scale are defying tyrannical governments, as I highlighted when I was talking with Drew, for this perpetuated COVID-19 fraud, and yet Americans are still spinning their wheels trying to figure out what direction their heads are going to be when it stops. See, this is what happens to a people that leave off God. Your nation's being turned into hell. You're confused. The list goes on. Read Daniel 9:7. Yet if the people in this country would merely take a couple of minutes to weigh out the truth of the matter in the light of Scripture, their heads would not need to spin, nor would they be confused. Read 1 Corinthians 14:33. God is not the author of confusion. Okay? We're supposed to have a sound mind. That means without error. A sound mind. Okay? And our conversation will then become sound speech. But that's not what we hear today. What I want to do is I want to take you over to California. for a couple of minutes to explain my point here. Governor Newsom created this surge in COVID-19 cases. Do you hear what I just said? This is the California Globe that reported this. Governor Newsom created this surge in COVID cases. I know that there's many people that think, well, you know, that governor's at war with this administration and Donald Trump. And it's interesting, all across the United States of America, for some reason or another, they all hate each other, but they're all acting accordingly, aren't they? Isn't that amazing how that works? See, again, judging them by what they're doing, not by what they're saying, because not everybody's as stupid as they want them to be. Okay. The California Globe reported, listen carefully, friends, no proof. The California Globe reported no evidence and really no danger, as the 20 million Californians who tested negative have already proved. Katie Grimes, November 17th, 2020, 7:24 a.m. This came out, which was yesterday. Governor Gavin Newsom and California Department of Public Health Secretary Mark Gailey announced Monday they have halted the entire state from reopening following 250 days of various stages of lockdown since March, which only goes to prove the point that I've always brought forth. It's a test. They want to see how far they can go with the people. And they're going again. Why? Because they see the compliance of 90% of the American people, if it's that high. But those were Scott Jensen's yesterday, Dr. Scott Jensen's statistics that he gave us on the show yesterday. See, the problem, again, as I said during the first segment, friends, the problem that corruption in government is having is the 10% that don't comply. Do you understand? That's what this is about. They want full compliance because they want to see who's going to refuse the vaccinations. Because at length, that's exactly what this is all about. They want to get that needle in your arm. They want to mess up your DNA. If you think that's a joke, friends, why don't you go ahead and listen to the professionals that have been warning us as to what's inside of those vaccinations concerning what it will do to our DNA if we were to take it. And, of course, the lying CIA-controlled media and the administration and others are telling you now it's 95% favorable. But pay attention to the fact that these vaccinations back in 1986, these companies have already been indemnified by corruption in your government. In other words, your said representatives were busy working for special interest groups indemnifying these vaccine companies in case something happens to you or me if we were to take these vaccinations. I'm not kidding you. I just want you to know, every step of the way, friends, they have indemnified themselves. They're safeguarding themselves in case something happens to someone that receives one of these vaccinations. If someone dies, oh well. Someone gets a disease, oh well. Someone becomes impaired, oh well. You can't, they'll say, by law take us to court and sue us for anything. Because the government said so. It kind of reminds me of the same people that are grilling these big tech companies, you know, like Facebook and Twitter. This is all under false pretenses. They want you to believe that they're actually doing something. But have you ever taken the time to see what it is that those representatives that are grilling the big tech companies have actually done? I can tell you absolutely nothing. I can tell you what they have done, friends, in favor of the big tech companies. They have, just like the vaccine companies, they have in fact put them in a position to indemnify themselves when they violate your First Amendment. Do you understand what's going on here? The ones that are grilling these big tech companies, friends, are the very ones that created unlawful legislation, policy which undermines our Constitution, to indemnify themselves when they violate our First Amendment. That's exactly what's happening here, friends. It's exactly what's happening here. You guys all remember who Dr. Oliver North was, right? You guys all remember the Iran-Contra affair under Ronald Reagan? Well, if you do your homework, friends, you can actually go and see a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys. Guess who was running and overseeing that operation during Clinton and Bush's administration? Dr. Oliver North was. Guess where they put him, friends, for a minute until the people figured it out? They actually put him at the head of the NRA, who comes across as being what? Those guys that are going to protect our Second Amendment. Nothing could be further from the truth. It reminds me of the Patriot Act. Should be called the Act of Tyranny, friends, because that's exactly what it is. Are you tracking? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over there, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 13 articles combating the lies. Go to YouTube on the right side of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on Top Chat. You can do the same thing on BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat if you want to call in. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. We have Sheila calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the show, ma'am. What say you?
Hi there. Man, you are so spot on. I am fired up.
Amen.
I don't even know where to start this morning. I'll start there, driving down the road in my car. I hear the emergency broadcast alert go out over my phone. So ooh. What happens when we hear that? We expect to hear an emergency announcement, something that could be detrimental to our health. No. Yep. It was the Michigan governor abusing and utilizing our emergency broadcast system to put out her new mask mandate, her new lockdown mandate. And you are so spot on with a fear-driven agenda, because what's next? See, these people don't understand. This lockdown, this new lockdown, this new mask mandate, this new emergency, this is designed to scare people into getting that vaccine, because what's going to happen? If you don't get that vaccine, you're not going to be allowed to go into the store. You're not going to be allowed to go into work. If you don't have this vaccine, you got to have proof that you had the vaccine to go to the bank, to do anything, to grocery shop. Oh, boy.
You know what's interesting, Sheila, and I got to really kind of cut this short, but I love your energy. I really do. The fact of the matter is you have 330 million people standing back, watching less than 1.7% of the population scare them into submission. Now, don't you think that we have enough light, that we have enough knowledge and understanding in this country to recognize tyranny for what it is? But yet you have
only
a... Go ahead. Go ahead.
Not only that, we have a charge within the Constitution of the United States of America to stand up and resist tyrannical government and overthrow them when necessary. And if there's never been a more necessary time in history, it's today.
Oh, and you know what? And it's there's provision in the Declaration. There's provision in the U.S. Constitution. But yet, of course, the government would come in, and so the mainstream media should try to demonize that mentality. People, we have to understand that we are under attack. We've been under attack for a long time. And for the sake of time again, Sheila, I totally appreciate it. Kid, you need to call in again. I really love that energy. But I have to get some audio in here before the end of the show here. What I'm highlighting right now, friends, is the fact that governor steps all over himself for guess what? He's telling everybody else they're supposed to wear their masks, but he gets caught without his. He's telling everybody in his state, friends, no social gathering. Guess what he gets caught doing, friends? Social gathering. See, this is the definition of tyranny because, friends, it applies to you and me, but it doesn't apply to them. Baloney. They have their whole, folks, their work schedule. Their work details, they have them completely messed up. But you need to understand, let's just get rid of that farce, and understanding and come to the understanding, friends, that they are not working for you. You can see they're not working for you. You have constitutional provision. Let me say it again for the millionth time. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. There you have it. And that's exactly what Sheila in Michigan was just highlighting, friends. This is our country. It doesn't belong to special interest groups. You know, for the sake of that's another show, but I'd love to go there if I had more time right now. I want to get to some more of these statistics. We had none other than an outlet called California Globe come out and say that this whole surge was created in the COVID cases by none other than Governor Newsom. Friends, either you're going to deal with corruption in government or else you are just going to be overrun. That's just that simple. Either you read Amos 6:3 when you get a moment. You are drawing them. They will be at your front door if you do not put a stop to this ASAP. Okay? It's just the truth. And what's interesting is when I have a conversation with somebody out in the gas station, on the road, wherever, they all know it. They're all saying the same things. We need to begin to unite, friends, against this tyranny in our country. But I want to finish this, friends, because I got to play the audio really quick. Newsom even claimed, said this report, the reason is the fastest increase in cases we have seen yet. Do you remember when this first came out? And we were told in Hawaii, we were told in Arizona, we were told in New York by the truthers that went in, that were involved in media, not the mainstream media, but those outlets such as ours that went there to see all the hype that the mainstream media was blowing up concerning all these people in lines to get their tests and they were being hospitalized. Do you remember when they went there in New York by Todd Starnes and they couldn't find one person? Do you remember when they went to Hawaii and we had Jason James on the radio and he couldn't find one person? But yet the media was blowing it up like everybody was at the clinics or at the hospitals. No, they weren't. It's the same thing happening in California, friends. Same exact thing. And that's exactly what this article is telling the people in California. This is all contrived. This surge in COVID cases was all created by Governor Newsom, said the California Globe. Okay? 21 million Californians have been given COVID-19 tests. This is what the report declares. 1,029,000 total Californians have tested positive for COVID-19. Remember in Florida, they had 333 labs that actually had people take tests. Out of every lab, out of the 333 labs in Florida, every single one of them came back positive. They need the numbers. Remember yesterday, Senator Scott Jensen was on. Dr. Scott Jensen Manson. He said that he was told by the medical industry to basically, they were putting pressure on him to basically declare death certificates to be related to COVID-19. See, they need the statistics even when they have to create them, right? 20 million Californians have tested negative for COVID-19, and it's equivalent to a common cold for the record, friends. There's only been 18,000 deaths as a result of COVID-19, okay? In California alone, we've had the mayor say that they needed snitches. Literally, he said that. We need people telling on each other. We've had them shut down water. We've had them shut down electricity. Remember, it's for our good. We had the governor in Michigan, Governor Whitmer, that exceptional devil Jezebel, that had said to businesses, if you don't comply with my unconstitutional mandates, I'm adding that, then don't serve them. Don't let them buy or sell. Okay, friends? The list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. Well, guess what Governor Newsom got busted doing, friends? Just the exact opposite. In other words, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Read Matthew 23, verse 3 when you get a moment. I'm going to play this audio, and I want you to listen to this guy. Step all over himself, friends. Is he sorry? Nope. The only thing that he's sorry for, friends, is the fact that he's been caught. That's it. Okay? This report is by none other than Fox 26 News, and this is Governor Gavin Newsom in his apology. Listen carefully.
Wash your hand and minimize mixing. Now, on the minimize mixing, I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge something just before we go into the Q&A. And that is very soberly acknowledged that a few weeks ago, I was asked to go to a friend's 50th birthday. My wife and I, a friend that I've known for almost 20 years and a friend that had, well, put a lot of time and energy into his 50th birthday. It was in Napa, which was in the orange status, relatively
trying to minimize his
offense, to some other counties. It was to be an outdoor restaurant, and we started the program started at 4 o'clock. It was one of those early reservations. I got there a little bit late at 4:30, and as soon as I sat down at the larger table, I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated, and I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back to my house. Instead, I chose to sit there with my wife and a number of other couples that were outside the household. And you can quibble about the guidelines, et cetera, but the spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted, and I got to own that. And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach.
He didn't tell you what he did, though, friends.
And not practice. And I've done my best to do that.
Oh,
we're all human.
Gosh, what a good guy.
We all fall short sometimes. We've been out, I think, for three times since. In fact, I know it's been three times because I remember all of those dinners very, very vividly since February. Just three times. Twice with
does
my
he
wife,
sound like he's sorry, friends?
Outdoors, and then this one occasion with a large.
He's group, blushing with a smile on his face. And the only thing that he is sorry for, once again, is the fact that he was caught.
I am promoting. And so if we're going to minimize mixing, you got to.
Can you imagine this guy on Judgment Day, Revelations 21, verse 8?
For our dinner,
can you imagine? Go ahead and phase that out, Judah. Can you imagine this guy on Judgment Day? He's going to try to negotiate with the Lord? I mean, this is crazy. Hey, Gavin, just wanted to let you know that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, Hebrews 9:27, and you're going to bend your knee, brother. He died for our sins. I know you've been taught by as a matter of fact, he even uses the words, friends, we all fall short. Yep, that's the modern gospel retaliatory comment made when you're really not sorry and you use and have been taught to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Read Galatians 5. It's exactly what he's doing. He's not sorry. He's smiling throughout this whole confession. He's smiling, friends. He's a little red because he just hates the fact, like Clinton did back in the 90s when he actually had to confess the truth of the matter. But they leave out as many details as they possibly can, right? Because they're really not sorry. Well, the fact of the matter is, America, we need to make them sorry lawfully, because I desire reformation, or else they're going to continue on this road of assailing we the people. This is our government, not theirs.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.